This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. King Soopers employees from across the Front Range vote today on whether to ratify a new contract between their union and the grocery store. On Friday, the union announced it reached a deal with King Soopers to end a 10-day strike involving more than 8,000 workers. Some employees returned to work over the weekend. The company alluded to pay raises and improved benefits in a statement announcing the tentative agreement. Rapid at-home tests have been hard to come by in stores and pharmacies. Erica Allen is a technician at the University of Denver's COVID-19 testing lab. She says rapid at-home or antigen tests are most useful for people who already have symptoms.
If you have symptoms, an antigen test is a much better bet, less effective for asymptomatic people.
Allen says the at-home tests are not as sensitive as a PCR test, and if they're taken too early, the at-home test may not show a positive result and could give a false sense of security. If you use a rapid test and get negative results but have symptoms, health experts say it's best to test again 2 days later. PCR tests may take longer to return results, but they're more accurate at detecting coronavirus. CU Boulder began distributing face masks on Friday. The N95 and KN95 masks are available to students, faculty, and staff at locations around campus. The site of a historic black township in Colorado could become part of the national park system. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Deerfield was a thriving community on Colorado's eastern plains until the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression scattered its African-American residents. Now efforts are underway to preserve what few buildings are left. Republican Ken Buck and Democrat Joe Neguse are co-sponsoring a bill that asks the Interior Department to consider adding Deerfield to the national park system. This isn't the first historic preservation effort by Buck and Neguse. They're also working to get Amache, a former Japanese internment camp, declared a National Historic Site. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org.